Our reaction to the appointment is that it falls below our expected standards in the sense that the Anti-Corruption Commission for a long time has not had a substantive Director General due to incapacitation of the substantive Director General on health grounds. And therefore, even the previous one who had been relieved of her duties, she was more in an acting interim capacity for years. And then the tradition and training seems to be continued even with the Hichilema administration. And our view is that it has also helped to weaken the fight against corruption in our country, as we have seen very low prosecution levels when it comes to issues to do with corruption, especially where you have politically exposed individuals as well as politicians. And largely this is due to the lack of leadership at the Anti-Corruption Commission.
Nalucha, some people are suggesting that sometimes the fight against corruption must be careful, especially when people misconstrue it and say they are politically motivated and their political enemies are being targeted and all that. The president has also said that he wants an anti-corruption that will be run professionally. How do you respond to that?
Well, our response is that in the first place, we need to have institutions that independent in terms of their function. But what we tend to see with most prosecutory wins in our country, the level of independence and autonomy is not that much enhanced, largely due to circumstances in terms of protection of tenure of office of the people who have those institutions, and also mostly they still largely remain political appointees of whoever is in state house. So we are too far from reaching that level as a country, and that's where we are hoping we would be heading in that direction, going by the pronouncement of the current government and regime. However, they still need to address the institutional challenges and weaknesses that the anti-corruption has when you look at its capacity to fight corruption. And reasons why we say so is if you look at our Auditor General's report, which is also a government entity, which audits all spending agencies as well as government ministries, for 5 years, all of the audits have been in red successively, even the ones which have come up this year. And you find that even government lost a lot of money through procurement, which were happening. And most of the companies that were engaged to procure, all of them, most of them have got politically exposed individuals behind them linked to politicians.
Bringing the Anti-Corruption Commission under the presidency, some people are saying that will give it more muscle. Others are saying that now there will be a political influence to go after those perceived political enemies or rivals. What is your take?
Our understanding is that it was already moved to the office of the under the office of the president by the previous regime through a government gazette they issued, I believe, in 2019. And the only amendment to that gazette is that the Drug Enforcement Commission has also been moved to the office of the president, so that the Anti-Corruption Commission, the Financial Intelligence Center, as well as the Drug Enforcement Commission are all falling under the office of the president. If that was an issue, we needed to have raised it in 2019 under the Edgar Lungu administration. Nevertheless, however, one of the things we need to question is this agency has been under the office of the president, and we have seen its inefficiencies and its abilities and capacities have always come into question in terms of fighting corruption. So should it still need to be placed under the office of the president? For us, that's the conversation and discussion we need to be having as a country.
Where do Zambians go from here, particularly with their demand for the investigation and prosecution of public officials and senior government officials who are accused of corruption? Because some people are saying that sometimes it's a political tool to accuse government officials of engaging in acts of corruption, but with little to no evidence to prove that assertion. What do you say to that?
Well, we have seen over the years also weaknesses in terms of the National Public Prosecutions Authority, where even 2 weeks ago there was a case where they failed to bring the court files to court. And we've seen that usually institutions of government, when it comes to politicians, there's a way they just never have the evidence. The way to address the issue will really deal with we need serious governance reforms in this country, including reforms of the judiciary, reforms of the institutions that deal with issues to do with corruption, law enforcement agencies, and so on.